You're listening to SBS News.
Over the next 40 years, the number of Australians aged 65 and over will more than double. That's the forecast from the government's intergenerational report. It means a significant proportion of Australians will age out of the workforce in the coming years. Economists and groups like the Business Council of Australia are among those urging the government to look to migration to fill the vacancies those retirements will create and to keep Australia's economy growing. University of New South Wales Associate Professor Mark Humphrey-Jenner says without migration, the shrinking workforce would place a significant burden on younger people.
So in essence, we're looking at a confluence of declining revenue, at least from that proportion of the population, and increasing expenditure, which puts more of a burden onto the personal income taxes of perhaps the younger generation, which is a major problem that we're seeing in the intergenerational report. And migration is one way to help to mitigate that, particularly if you could help to increase the overall tax base by perhaps bringing in younger migrants who can perhaps help to lessen some of that burden.
The Grattan Institute's Economic Policy Program Director, Brendan Coates, says there's a good reason why migration should be encouraged.
So most migrants arrive in Australia when they're relatively young, as international students, as skilled workers, or as the spouses of Australians. And so they tend to be young. Now, obviously, they age, but they spend 30, 40 years in the workforce and smooth out that aging of the Australian population and really slow it down.
Other groups are urging caution. Yamama Aga is the General Manager for Newcomer Support and Integration at Settlement Services International. She says once they arrive in Australia, many migrants and refugees face barriers such as insufficient language support. Ms. Aga says Australia must improve its migration system to support them more effectively and take full advantage of what they have to offer.
The workforce of migrants, I think, in Australia is, they have a lot to offer, but they are kind of overlooked in the current system because of the overseas qualification system.
For Professor Humphrey-Jenner, visas are also a major issue.
There's absolutely barriers in terms of visas. So many migrants want to enter the workforce in Australia. We've got many graduates going through universities that really do want to stay within Australia. They've been qualified by Australian universities, built up skills over here, oftentimes built up a network of friends or family over here, and they would very much like to remain within Australia. However, the visa system makes it quite difficult. So the skilled visas are notoriously challenging to get. And if we don't loosen up some of those systems, it will make it difficult to attract people.
Professor Humphrey-Jenner says without major changes, Australia risks losing talent to other Western countries, such as Canada, England and the US, a concern the Business Council of Australia also shares. But a second major issue is Australia's cost of living and housing affordability crisis, many fearing a large intake of migrants could become the scapegoat for rising prices. Most experts point the finger at planning laws and supply. National Cabinet recently announced a major policy to address supply, with states and territories to receive up to $3 billion if they reach the updated target of building 1.2 million new homes over the next 5 years. Mr. Coates says that's a good start.
So that's the kind example of the kinds of things that we need to do to make sure that the states in particular are able to deliver, you know, the housing that's needed to house a growing population. You know, we should also be looking closely at infrastructure to make sure that we're building the right kinds of infrastructure in the right places to manage that population growth. But ultimately, it's a case of planning for that population growth as best we can to make sure that we retain popular support for the migration program, particularly skilled migration, because it does provide very large benefits to the Australian community.
Professor Humphrey-Jenner says communicating the benefits of migration will also be key.
It's challenging, it appears, for politicians to encourage more migration without fearing an electoral backlash. And politicians should perhaps manage their messaging in advance by helping to communicate to the Australian population that it helps everyone to encourage more migration. And that's not just more skilled migration per se, but also more migration that would enable perhaps family reunions, which helps to make Australia a more attractive destination to migrants. And there are clear benefits to Australians from that. Clear benefits in terms of increased productivity, in terms of increased innovation, in terms of increased diversity, which helps to improve overall productivity and national growth.
Ruth McHugh-Dillon, SBS News.